Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our special look at the April WASDE report. Came out this morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. The key numbers look like this for U.S. ending stocks for corn. They came in at 757 million bushels, soybeans 125 million bushels, and wheat 731 million bushels. For Argentina production, USDA pegged Argentina's corn crop at 26.5 million metric tons and soybeans at 51.5 million metric tons. And for Brazil, corn production of 74 million metric tons and soybeans of 83.5 million metric tons. World ending stocks looked like this. Corn, 125.9 million metric tons. Soybeans, 62.63 million metric tons. And wheat, 182.26 million metric tons. Here's how the trade is currently looking at the numbers as they trade on the futures board in Kansas City. May wheat, 729 and a quarter, down 17 and a quarter. May wheat in Chicago is 692, down 16 and three quarters. May corn, 641 and a half, down two and three quarters. December, 534, down six and a quarter. May soybeans, 1391 and a quarter, down four and a quarter. November at 1232 and a quarter, down nine and a half. May soybean meal, 393, down 180. And May soybean oil at 49.84, down 14 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, the reaction to the report, and looking ahead for the next several weeks is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Right after the report came out, the headline news was essentially the ending stocks for the U.S. and the trade missing it by 67 million bushels. And we had a little bit of a run-up. We were 20 to 20 cents to the good at that point.
Well, we were, you know, and that didn't last very long. And I think for a couple of reasons, I think that I believe that there were resting sell orders above the market, which would immediately cause some selling to come in from the commercial side against the market when they were filled. And then they finally took a look at the world numbers and realized that on the world side of it, we were at 125, like you just read on the corn. Average guess was 120, 62 on beans, average guess was 60, and 182 on wheat, average guess was 178. And, you know, just basically said, oops, the world numbers don't support going a lot higher. But at the very same time, Dave, you know, we've come down. We tested 617 on July. We stabilized, and we just continue to trade sideways here. And it's finally behind us. Let's put it that way. One of the things that nobody's talking about is they raised the China corn imports by a half million metric tons to three from two and a half. And really, the Argentine number on corn was unchanged. The Argentine number on beans were unchanged. The Brazilian number on beans were unchanged. The Brazilian number on corn went up by 1.5 million metric tons. But for today, the key is that all of those numbers were higher than what the trade estimates were. And so today is a report reaction to trade estimates and trying to find out exactly what the sentiment is of the market in itself. And when you look at the market depth on the electronic, I would have to say that at this point in time there are more buys than there are sells in both corn, in beans, and on the wheat side of things, it's probably pretty even, you know, so we have to get through the day to really see where everything settles out.
Well, let's look at a few of the particulars which perhaps need some additional fleshing out. In the soybeans, the average trade guess was at 137, I believe. We ended up back at 125.
Right.
And right. To get there, what USDA was, they added 20 million bushels to crushings, 5 million bushels to exports, 1 million bushels to seed, and then in the residual category, they took it from 30 to 5 million bushels to come out equal. And by the way, the math is not right. It should be 124. But that aside, are people going to accept that residual number?
Well, you know, I'm not certain that they're going to. At this point in time, I guess I'd have to say, you know, that the seed and other where they dropped it, the 24 million, is a big question. And I guess the reality is, Dave, the USDA on the bean side of things has their back up against the wall. There's very few places that we can make very many changes on beans. We have, you know, we're getting very close to 100% already inspected.
Mm-hmm.
For what the expectation is. I mean, to add 5 million bushels there, to me, was just, I expected to see a larger number there than what we're seeing. But I think that there's not a lot of movement. So on the next report, what you could see is you could see exports go up and you could see seed perhaps go up. So I think at this point in time, the trade is probably looking at it and saying, well, from a real standpoint, this is probably very correct. But the seed part of it is a little confusing, and that is kind of the residual area. So I don't think they're going to believe it. I think that they really believe that we're probably closer to 100 million. But I don't believe we're ever going to see the USDA put us at that level.
When you looked at the wheat numbers, did anything catch your eye there?
At the wheat numbers, well, you know, of course, they dropped the feed number, and you would expect that because of the change that we've seen in the price. And so there wasn't anything that I thought that was just outrageous in wheat at all. Pretty much an expectation, and really didn't miss the average guesses by very much, and certainly was very much in the range. The big one that bothered me was, of course, when you looked at the world wheat number, and it went up, you know, it went up significantly is what it did, and primarily because they lobbed off 5 million metric tons right out of the feed at the world level. And I'm not certain that was justified, because we just saw Russia again sell more intervention grains, more wheat being sold out there. And so, you know, it's one of those things that I guess, you know, they have the numbers and they should know what's going on. But I'd have to say that was the one thing on wheat in the bigger picture that bothered me somewhat, because it's what caused the carryout to jump as much as it did.
So if we look at the marketplace and because of the first knee jerk in the corn, we're close to looking at a hook reversal in the corn if we settle just a few cents lower. Is that a hook reversal that we would want to believe and take at face value or no?
Well, I think it is. I think that when you looked at the fact that a lot of the trade was trading a 960 million bushel carryout, and we came in at 737, you know, and I think you could probably justify the 737. I think it's realistic. Yes, I think we can take it at face value. I think that the heavy pressure, at least on, you know, on new crop, of course, and that on old crop, excuse me, and that's what we're talking about is old crop. I think that when you look at a 19-cent difference between May and July, it certainly doesn't say to me that we're anywhere out of the woods when it comes to buying corn. We need corn. The weather is not cooperating in a lot of places. It's just a situation where I just don't think that anything's really changed out there except for what happened due to the numbers that came out last week.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current ticket in the marketplace, May wheat in Chicago is 693 and a quarter, 993 even, down 15 and three quarters. July, 698 and a quarter, down 15 and three quarters. May corn, 642 and a quarter, down 2. July, 623, down 4.5. And December, 534, down 6 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1392 and a quarter, down 3.25. July, 1365 and a half, down 5.75. November at 1233, down 8.75. May soybean meal, 393.50, down 130. May soybean oil, 49.81, down 17. This is Dave Dickey.